You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I am so excited to have Weaves from Toronto in studio today. Welcome.
Thank you.
It is so great to see all of you. Can we have a quick round of introductions before you play a song?
I'm Jasmine Burke, singer.
Morgan Waters, guitar player.
I'm Spencer Cole. I play the drums.
You need your mic.
Get your mic over there, man.
Spencer on the drums.
Zach Bynes, I play the bass.
Awesome. So excited to have you here today. It's Weaves live on KEXP. Live in the KEXP studio with Weaves. Tonight they're playing up in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And so excited to have you here today.
Thank you. It's exciting. Let's do the next song. Thank you. Santa-ons.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you. Weaves live on KEXP, songs from their debut full-length album, Weaves, that came out in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our
first record.
I know.
It's so great to have you here. The story goes, Jasmine, that you started as a solo project and you were recording into your phone when you would get inspired, and that Morgan saw one of your solo shows, and even though he is a Canadian comedy superstar, he decided, I need to be in a band with that person.
Yeah.
You want to flesh that story out?
There's just something about her, I don't know, free-flowing kind of sense of, like, melodies, but also some, like, craziness happening. I mean, she started her set while the house music was still on, which I thought was a bold move.
I didn't know that I had done that, though. I was just in it.
You were just in it, and yeah. I think it was that.
Do you remember what was playing?
Oh, I don't know.
Or what kind of music?
I mean, we're at, like, a cafe, so it probably wasn't a rager.
Yeah.
But
maybe Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
You tried to outdo Joni Mitchell.
Yeah. And yeah, he came up to me, and then, you know, we just sort of, like, started talking, and... you know, legend has it he had a good sweater on, so I kind of like thought if he has a good sweater, he probably might have good taste in music, and
at least he'll look good
if
I perform with him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's mostly all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about you kind of having a diary is what I think of. How were you recording those? What did they sound like? And it sounds like you started and still do share them with Morgan to kind of flesh out the songs.
Yeah, I have a phone and I record voice memos. I'm not really technical, so it's like an easy thing for me to do quickly and get whatever's in my brain onto paper. And so I just sort of start recording stuff and then I send him things basically in real time. And he emails me back like, oh, this one sounds fun. And then we start working on that, you know, the next day or something.
Yeah. It's nice because she'll be in the rehearsal space, like, getting inspired, and I'll be just sitting, like, laying in bed, being like, I like this one. I don't know about this one. And then I can just, like, lay in bed and judge, which is my default position.
Do you feel like it's easy to understand what she's trying to accomplish and translate that into a song?
I think so. I think she has everything kind of already figured out, this sort of core spirit of each song is already there, and then I get to just like be like, oh, what if we try this drum beat, or what if we go to this different chord at this part? So I get to do all the icing on the cake.
You have a very fun and somewhat unique sound. You incorporate all kinds of styles. There's pop, there's rock, a little R&B in there. I even hear a little psychedelia in there at times, and you've definitely got kind of a punk aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is you have this sort of traditional classic rock format, the vocalist, the guitar, the drum, and the bass, but you have anything but a standard, you know, rock song or pop song format.
Yeah, thank you.
How does your, you know, how do you conceptualize the music that you're playing? Or I read somewhere that you said you really want to push yourself in this band, and I'm curious what that means for Weaves.
I think it's just, not playing something ordinary or expected. And as players, you know, like Zach and Spencer, super talented guys that came to the band and are able to sort of think on the fly. And I think there's a special dynamic with the four of us. There's a chemistry where we can really, I don't know, mess up things, but then make it work in a certain way.
Just pushing each other out of our comfort zones.
Yeah.
Kind of. And that's kind of where it's kind of exciting for the audience when we're on the edge of disaster.
You do really sound wonderful, and hearing you live for the first time today, I can hear the distinct parts of each player in the songs, which is really fun. I found myself, you know, swiveling my head around, like, who's playing that? Who's playing that?
Yeah, it's sort of a Tetris thing. We're thinking it's sort of Tetris and figuring out how to get that line and let it poof away into the sounds of the world, you know?
Now, you're based in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Canadian music, and there's a fertile music scene in Toronto. So many great bands, and maybe not any bands that sound quite like you, but I know you share a label with bands we love, like Dilly Dally. Yeah. Grays was just here on Saturday. Do you feel like that's a community that you feel a part of?
I think so, yeah. It's our little Canadian family, and it's exciting to see everybody going to different places and coming here and playing these amazing programs. And yeah, we have a Christmas party, which is really nice, a Buzz Records Christmas party that is at my house with my roommate, and that's exciting.
Lots of snacks.
Lots of snacks.
Too many snacks.
A lot of like gummy bears and.
Can there really be too many snacks?
I was just thinking about the assortment of meatballs at the last one. Amazing assortment of meatballs. Yeah. It was too many meatballs.
Maybe one too many meatballs.
One too many meatballs. That's
it. No problem. We're live in the KEXP studios with Weaves, and they've got great music to share with us. What's up next?
We're going
to
play Hula Hoop.
This is a fun one.
Of the shoe. Neither fast nor white, just a little part of you. Gone south, gone west, and a little to the right. But nothing contends with the shine in your eyes.
Oh! live on KEXP. That was phenomenal. Morgan, you are bending that guitar to your will for sure, but you have to tell me what you were just doing there.
I was just yelling into my guitar, basically. It's my mom's guitar from when she was a kid, and her name is Cheryl Waters.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's kind of weird. And this has just been sort of sitting in our basement for the past, I don't know, 30 years? No, longer 40. And so this is the first band that it's really ever been played in. And it's a cheap 60s guitar, and you can just yell into it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Did your mom play it?
She did a little bit, but I don't think she ever yelled into it.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that done before.
Yeah, it's fun.
You got to dig up the early Cheryl Waters recordings to really find out.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Like mother, like son.
Yeah.
Your mom and I need to definitely meet. Where does she live?
She lives in Victoria on Vancouver Island. So you're close.
So
just take a boat.
Not too far away.
Yeah.
You can have a Cheryl Waters conference.
What would you call that? Yeah.
Not a
party
reunion,
of two.
Not a reunion. Yeah.
A blind soiree. Date to soiree.
Don't tell her that my name is Cheryl Waters, and that would be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Freak her out.
I've set up a blind, non-romantic date for you, Mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of British Columbia, you're heading up to Vancouver. You'll be playing up there tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. And we're so happy that you made time to stop by today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes.
This is great.
Can we wrench one more song out of
you? Spencer, yeah, start this one up.
Weaves live on KEXP. So fun. Thank you so much for coming in today. So great to have you. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.